Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, February 16th, 2017. With me today, Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
What up?
Woo! So glad you're here. Really, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, man. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it is. And John Martellaro, I'm glad you're here, too.
I am cranked and ready to go.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. And good thing I have my safety goggles and seatbelt on. Keep your hands inside the vehicle at all times. Hey, we have sponsors today, and our sponsors are GoDaddy and Blue Apron, which is pretty cool. But as long as we've already got our hands inside the moving vehicle, I guess we might as well jump into topics. And first up, we have a report that Apple is working on the fifth generation Apple TV, and it could be launching this year. And John, you'll be very excited because it's going to be 4K. That's what the reports are saying.
Yeah, with enhanced color, which some people are interpreting to mean HDR10, which is 10-bit color instead of 8, which gives you a wider range of brightness levels.
That's my assumption.
Yeah. Introduces the possibility for HDR. So, yeah, this could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it confirms my fears, too. Grimman was very good at getting inside Apple and hearing some of the complaints about the engineers who have expressed the same dismay that I have just been expressing all along about why can't Apple come out with really, really cool hardware and cool boxes and be state-of-the-art and create aspirational devices and, you know, and desire. And, you know, they should have had 4K a year ago. They should have had 4K plus HDR this spring. Primetime 4K season is upon us. We've got 4K Blu-ray players. We've got great TVs. All of the decent TVs that are shipping have HDR, and some of them have Dolby Vision. We're moving along nicely on 4K TVs. So where's Apple been? And Grimman was especially good at ferreting out the comments from some engineers internally who said, you know, I signed up for revolutionary. Want to build a cool device, but we got evolutionary. And so why is Apple kind of dabbling with a 1080p device that's 2 years old? And so maybe things are going to get turned around with this new fella that Apple hired from Amazon to breathe new life into their hardware. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, he's in charge of hardware sales and marketing, which is not the same as driving the roadmap for hardware design.
Well, you know, that's true. And we shouldn't be under the illusion that the salespeople can drive hardware engineering. It's the other way around. Executives drive the hardware design. The product manager follows the marching orders of the executives. The hardware engineering team creates what they create. And then no matter what they create, the onus is on the salespeople to go out there and sell a lot of them, no matter how good they are or not. So we must not be under any illusions.
Right. Brian, you've been surprisingly quiet.
Yeah. Apple's been behind the curve on technologies on the television technology supported in Apple TV from the get-go. So I'm not sure why John is suddenly expecting Apple to leap to the forefront.
Well, I'm buoyed by Apple's apparent attempts to get caught up, and I'm hopeful. But
why do you think it's Apple's attempt to get caught up? Why isn't it just Apple continuing to basically support a generation or two older than everybody else?
Well, there's some outward signs. First of all, they are, as Lucas Maestri said during the Q1 earnings report, year-over-year sales were down. That is in concert with the hiring of this fellow from Amazon, Mr. Twerdahl. And third, 4K TVs are of age this year. And so when you combine all of that, you just have to conclude that Apple's going to get in gear in 2017. They've been taking a lot of heat as well. And the suggestions from Gurman is that there's some renewed interest in historical lack of attention to focus of the hardware and with
so
other companies
cheating
up on Apple.
You think that, yes, that Apple's going to bring this one weird trick it's learned for goosing Mac sales to the Apple TV?
Well, you know, Apple took a lot of heat in 2016 for Apple TV sales down, iPad sales down, Macintosh, no new products. This has got to be generating some...
Sales down until they did release a new product.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
For Macintosh sales were slightly up, thank goodness.
No, Apple's... Mac sales were up in the fourth quarter. They were down the other three quarters.
Right.
So I'm hammering on Apple
year over year by a percent or so.
In one quarter?
No, I mean year over year, fourth quarter, they were up a little bit.
I know,
bit,
but only in one quarter. And the rest of the year, they were down year over year.
Yeah, well, that's because they weren't introducing any new iMacs and the new MacBook Pros with Touch Bar were able to just barely make up the difference. Which,
as John Keat likes to say to me, we are in vehement agreement.
Yes, yes, you are.
Well, you know, when you have a product whose sales are not declining, that's good. You know, so I suspect that it's high time for Apple to wake up and say, okay, let's get on the 4K bandwagon. It's just a shame the product didn't come out in the Christmas of 2016. Well, it could have. It should have.
All right,
HDR has been around long enough.
I'm thinking that they're still behind the game with this reported new Apple TV.
For those people who are not quite up to speed, HDR is high dynamic range. Remember when the 4K TVs first came out, the argument was I had all these charts and the retina argument. You have to sit too close to it. And if you sit far enough back, you cannot tell the difference between a 4K TV and a 1080p TV. So the industry decided that we need to do something to, you know, make the 4K TV more desirable at any distance. And so they developed this idea of high dynamic range, which produces brighter brights and lower black levels and makes the picture look stunningly better. And then that has seeped into streaming slowly and is now part of the 4K Blu-ray player standard. So it makes the picture look dramatically better. It's 10 bits instead of 8 bits. And there's an even higher level of high dynamic range, which requires a special hardware under license called Dolby Vision, which is even cooler. So these added technologies, which we loosely refer to as HDR, high dynamic range, make a 4K TV look stunningly better than your 1080p TV, and which is designed to do that and designed to drive sales. So we no longer have to worry about the retina effect. You just make sure your new 4K TV has HDR, and I've been writing about it. And so there's lots of stuff out there to learn about it.
All right. So why would I want to buy this new Apple TV?
Well, as the technology moves along, companies are streaming in 4K. Amazon is streaming in 4K. Netflix is streaming in 4K. They're introducing HDR as they go. And so if you want to be able to get involved in streaming and you're not the kind of person who wants to buy 4K Blu-ray discs, which also have it, depending on the studio and the implementation, then you'll want to be able to enjoy the streaming video you watch on Amazon and Netflix.
All right. So I still can't buy an Apple TV for that because Amazon's not there. So what you just did for me was make a great argument for why I should go buy an Amazon Fire TV.
Yep.
Or a Roku, which supports 4K HDR. Yeah. 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 So
some people
are familiar with Apple products and like Apple equipment. And for those people who want to be able to watch Netflix in 4K, but they want to have an Apple TV, this would be the way to do it. Right now, the answer is go buy a Roku. And that's probably why Apple TV sales are down.
Yeah, and I think adding 4K TV support to the new Apple TV will probably help sales to some degree, mm-hmm. but I don't think that in and of itself, because that's really the only new thing that it's going to have. I don't think that's enough to really boost Apple TV sales.
Well, that remains to be seen. The question is, does Apple want to get in there in the ring and fight and increase its market share and stop the declining sales and sort of feel like, well, we failed, that we'll get out of the market altogether. Apple TV was a grand hobby and experiment, and we're going to get out of it and everybody will be depressed. Or is Apple going to say, no, we're going to create desirable products and cash in on the loyalty of our Apple customers who really want an Apple TV for its virtues and being part of the Apple TV ecosystem and make them happy with great hardware and increase our sales?
Yeah, recent history says the former.
Yeah. And my feeling is...
Oh, Adam. Adam. What was your name? Brian?
That one's Brian.
You're such a downer.
See, I think the only...
I'm waiting for you to say balderdash. Go ahead, Brian.
No, Brian's a proper gentleman.
I think Jeff was speaking.
All right, so here's the deal. I think the real selling point for an Apple TV, regardless of whether or not it has 4K, is if you are an Apple Music subscriber and you're looking forward to the original content that Apple's going to produce, the TV shows, because this will be your box for streaming that content.
Yeah, Apple needs to get Amazon. And Netflix has got to be part of the TV app.
Yeah, Netflix and Amazon both need to be part of the TV app. And the way Netflix is part of the TV app right now, they might as well not be part of the TV app. So, yeah, both those services need to commit in a serious way to Apple TV.
Well, I've argued before that if you have a great hardware platform and sales are increasing, people want to be on your platform. Well, if I were Amazon right now and I were looking at Apple and somebody says to me, hey, Amazon, how come you don't have an app for Apple TV? You say, it's not a player. Roku's a player. Apple's declining. They don't give a shit.
Seriously?
I mean, you've got to have great hardware before people flock to your platform, right?
How is... the gentleman among us, the only guy who ever curses.
I know.
How is that actually possible? All right. So anyway, that said, Amazon not being on Apple TV is not about declining numbers. There is a pissing match going on.
Yeah. Yes.
It is politics and corporate agendas at play, and it's either on Apple or it's on Amazon. It might possibly be on both.
I guarantee you there was a discussion where somebody at Apple went to Amazon and said, hey, we'd like you to put your app on our platform. And the Amazon answer was, well, you don't seem to be very interested. Your sales are declining. You don't have a 4K unit. We don't see a future for your product.
No way.
Why should we invest in it?
I think the conversation...
That conversation
like
has occurred.
Here's the conversation. Hey, Amazon, why don't you have your Prime Video app on Apple TV? And Amazon replied, hey, Apple, why do you want to take 30% cut off everything we do?
Well, that too. It piles up.
And then it just ended right there.
Yeah, well, both pile up on you. Yeah, Apple kind of shot itself in the foot. It gave the competition too many excuses to say, well, we don't need you.
Yeah, so... I'm still not seeing a reason why I am going to be excited to upgrade to the fifth generation Apple TV from my fourth generation model.
But with what we know today, the biggest reason to upgrade would be people that have 4K TVs.
Yes.
That was what we know today. Another compelling reason could be if Apple finally gets off of its corporate butt on the home automation hub side of things with Apple TV.
That would be a compelling reason.
That's not the rumor today.
No, that's not the rumor today. And there's no rumor today about Apple getting serious about gaming support on Apple TV. If they did that, I could see where that would make the box more enticing to more people. So, but for now, it's all about it will have 4K. And I'm thinking, hey, welcome to 2015.
Mm-hmm. And sometime this year, according to Bloomberg. So
yeah, maybe we have sometime eight this year, more months Apple to wait. We'll join 2015.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, we have sponsors today, and our sponsors are GoDaddy. And GoDaddy, they're the world's largest domain registrar. They have more than 62 million domains that they're managing around the world. And what they want to do is help small business owners make their web presence as good as it can be. So they've put together the tools that you need to get your small business online presence happening, build your website, and attract customers to your business. And they have 24/7 support to help you get that online business presence up and running. And they're pretty excited about the tools that they've put together to help your business be better online. So what they're doing is offering you, our dear listeners, a discount to make that process of getting your business online a little less expensive. And so what you can do is go to the GoDaddy website, and that's GoDaddy.com, and then pick out the new products that you want for your web presence, and then use the discount code TDO30. And when you use that discount code, you get 30% off all the new products that you have just ordered, which is a nice little savings. So if you're looking to get your online business presence up and running, GoDaddy wants to be there to help you, and they want you to save a little bit of money in the process. So that's GoDaddy.com, and that discount code is TDO30 for 30% off. Thank you, GoDaddy, for being our sponsor. And our second sponsor today is Blue Apron. And Blue Apron, they're the company that goes out and finds all these really great food products, the ingredients that you need to make a really awesome meal. And they've figured out how to put all this stuff together into some really cool recipes, you know, things like roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad, which sounds pretty cool. I'm all about some roasted pork. And so what they've done is they've gone out and they've found farms that do regenerative farming practices, which is not the same thing that happens to Time Lords when they become a new Time Lord. Then they're also looking for farms that have responsibly raised animals for the beef and pork and chicken that they use. And then they find sustainably harvested fish and, you know, for all the seafood they need. And they have a partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, which is actually really cool. So what they want is for you to be able to try out some great meals delivered right to your door and not have to pay as much, which is actually pretty generous because the meals cost you $10 or less per person. So, you know, you're getting like a high-quality restaurant-level meal that you get to make yourself with fresh ingredients delivered right to your door, and it's going to cost you less than $10 per person. That's pretty awesome. So you can save money on that by going to the Blue Apron website. That's blueapron.com/TDO, blueapron.com/TDO. The first three meals from your order will be free, plus you get free shipping. That's a pretty sweet deal. And their food tastes really good. I have been impressed. And
likewise.
I'm kind of picky sometimes. So yeah, really good food. blueapron.com/TDO. Get your first three meals off your order for free and free shipping. Thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. All right. So before we wrap up, Apple announced today that Worldwide Developer Conference is going to be June 5th through 9th this year. And that's the big conference they do every year where third-party developers get together with Apple's own engineers and we get to learn about Apple's roadmap for the coming year, and developers get FaceTime with the engineers at Apple. So the software and hardware that they're making for us will be hopefully even better than it was before. So that's coming up June 5th through 9th. There's a big change this year, though. It's going to be at the McHenry Center. Is that, am I pronouncing that right?
I think McHenry? It's McHenry.
McHenry?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the McHenry Conference Center in San Jose, not at Moscone West in San Francisco. So they're moving to San Jose, where they used to do the conference. Although it was at a different venue before, but still, they've gone back to San Jose.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It's the last time they did an event, or did WWDC in San Jose, was 2002, I believe. So it's been a while, but they're going back. And so, Brian, you're familiar with the San Jose area more so than I am. And do you think this
fairly.
Is a good move?
Sure. I mean, a good move for whom and under what criteria? San Jose is closer to Cupertino. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of Apple people actually live in San Francisco anyway, but a lot don't. But for people that might need to be doing any kind of, you know, back and forth for preparations in terms of people who are preparing the event and setting it up, it's probably more convenient for them. In terms of attendees, it's probably six of one, half dozen of the other. San Francisco is more expensive than San Jose, though San Jose is, of course, more expensive than most of the rest of the country. Hotels should be a little bit cheaper. Getting around should be kind of a little, getting around the downtown area. The downtown San Jose is so much more concentrated than the area in San Francisco, the Moscone area. So, you know, people should be able to get around. Yeah, easily. There's plenty of stuff in the downtown area for people to do. It makes it easier for people to be brought from WWDC to the campus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of reasons for Apple to want to do this. And you know, I say giddy up, because I'm going to be able to walk there.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah. I think this sounds like a cool change. There's a lot that happens in San Jose. You don't have to be in San Francisco to experience cool things. And I do like that it's closer to the Apple campus. What I'm hoping is that means it will be easier for Apple to get more of their engineers involved in WWDC.
Yeah, you would think that might be the case. There's certainly, by the way, there's much more fine dining in San Francisco, but there is plenty of dining in San Jose.
Yeah, no one's going to go hungry at WWDC.
Right. There are far more Michelin rated restaurants in San Francisco, but I don't really think that's much of an issue for WWDC there. And there's probably more event space in San Francisco for, you know, for side events, for, you know, the parties and the, and the little things that are going on, off event. But there's, I think, plenty in San Jose to handle.
I just had a thought, Brian. Brian?
Yes.
I think maybe it's an opportunity to bus people from McHenry over to Apple Campus 2, which isn't too far away.
Yeah, for sure.
Before people start moving in and shutting it down for security, giving them the grand tour. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I would imagine that. It actually makes it possible as opposed to impossible for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, lots of day trips out to the campus and vice versa. You know, it makes it possible for someone to be at WWDC for a few hours from campus from Apple, as opposed to, well, that's your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, all in all, you know, it's interesting. it should be fine. It's probably not even that big a deal, and it's more convenient for Apple Incorporated.
There you go. And you're already out there, so you'll be around WWDC. I'm planning on heading out there. Dave's planning on heading out there. So we should be able to connect with a lot of really cool people that we don't get to see very often. I know I'm looking forward to seeing you, Brian.
Likewise.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I know you had to think about it for a minute, and that's okay.
I was multitasking.
Yeah. And
thank you for having us.
You multitask as well as I do. Brian, you're the one guy. John's the other guy. John, thank you for being here too.
Yeah, absolutely. See you later.
Yep. Yep. And thank you to GoDaddy for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, GoDaddy.com. Use the discount code TDO30 for 30% off your new products order. And Blue Apron, thank you for being our sponsor as well. Head over to the website, blueapron.com/TDO. Get the first three meals on your order for free with free shipping. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.